Video: former Chick-fil-A worker accused of $80,000 mac and cheese scam in Texas. By Amy Furr on May 3, 2026. A former Chick-fil-A worker allegedly stole a huge sum of money from the restaurant in Grapevine, Texas, through a macaroni and cheese scam. The suspect was identified as 23-year-old Keyshawn Jones, who had been fired from his job at the eatery about a month prior to the alleged theft, Fox 4 reported Tuesday. Once the restaurant's owner alerted law enforcement to the alleged theft, officers reviewed surveillance footage that showed Jones behind the counter. However, he did not have authorization to be there. Images show the suspect's mugshot and a photo of him when he was reportedly behind the counter at the restaurant. He is accused of using a register to ring up 800 orders of the restaurant's macaroni and cheese, then issued refunds onto his own credit cards. The refunds amounted to just over $80,000. According to NBC News, the incident happened in November, and police said the suspect evaded arrest until they finally nabbed him on April 17. Officers with the Fort Worth Police Department and the Texas Attorney General's Fugitive Task Force assisted in the investigation. It remained unclear why Jones was fired from his job at the restaurant. In regard to the alleged crime, Jones was charged with property theft, money laundering, and evading arrest. In 2024, Chick-fil-A was in the news after an armed robbery occurred at one of the company's locations in Georgia. A man was accused of smashing the drive-through window with a rock and entering the building. However, a delivery driver who was working inside fought with the suspect, who eventually fled the scene. Surveillance cameras inside the business recorded tense moments. According to police, officials obtained warrants for the suspect regarding armed robbery, aggravated assault, burglary in the second degree, kidnapping, possession of a firearm during the commission of a crime, possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, and criminal damage to property in the second degree, the Breitbart News article said, noting he was eventually arrested.